Hey there, Mindy. What's so perfect?
Oh, I just published another opinion piece for Reggie's daily newsletter.
Oh, that's great. I loved your last piece on the importance of ponchos. Can I read it now?
Oh, sure. Here you go.
Okay, let's see here. If you're sweating like a pig, you're not really sweating? Mindy, what is this about?
Well, you know how when someone sweats a lot, they always say something like, "Oh, I'm sweating like a pig!"
Yeah, of course.
Well, I read this article about pigs, and it turns out that pigs don't even have that many sweat glands to begin with, so they physically can't really sweat at all, at least not much.
Huh, that's so interesting. Well, I guess that would explain why they use mud to cool themselves down, right?
Exactoritos, Guy Raz. Want to try and see if it works on humans, too?
Maybe after the game show.
Oh, right, the game show. Flight attendants, prepare for takeoff.
And wheels up in 3, 2, 1.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after putting your shoes on the wrong feet and dancing the Charleston, it's
2 Whats and a Whirl.
Welcome back, Wowzers. It's time for another round of 2 Whats and an Oink. Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about breathing and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, a gorilla learned how to use an inhaler to help with its asthma?
Or was it B, some turtles can breathe out of their butts?
Or was it C, there's a type of fish that doesn't need to breathe oxygen to live?
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's Ellie from Massachusetts. Ellie, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Ellie, and I am 8 years old. I live in Massachusetts, and my wow in the world is that turtles breathe out of their butts when they hibernate. This is called cloacal respiration. Say hi to Reggie, Grandma G-Force, Thomas Fingerling, Dennis, and Bucky. Bye!
Winner, winner, oxygen for dinner!
Ellie, that is correct. Contestants, if you guessed the answer B, that some turtles breathe out of their butts when they hibernate, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Wowzers!
When turtles hibernate, they take in oxygen from water and move it through the parts of their bodies with a lot of blood vessels, like their butts. This way, they don't need to break through a frozen lake surface to breathe air with their lungs. Their butts are all they need.
Now, if you guessed A or C, you weren't too far off. While gorillas might not be using inhalers, there is a sea otter in the Seattle Aquarium who is. The sea otter has learned to use a special inhaler to help treat her asthma.
And if you chose C, it turns out that there is only one animal that has been proven to not need oxygen to live. And it's not a fish. It's actually a jellyfish-like parasite.
Ooh.
Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, today all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible can of morning breath. What?
You won't want to open this one. This emptied-out soup can now contains the worst morning breath you've ever never smelled.
Mindy, are you sure this is a prize?
Yes, of course I'm not sure this is a prize, Guy Raz. But the prize closet is running low.
Okay, well, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, it's another round of 2 Whats and a Wow.
2 Whats and a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
Hello, I'm Susan Stamberg, one of NPR's founding mothers. To stay connected, I am reading books with my son and his young girls. Virtually. Tune in to Storytime with Zuzu at facebook.com/NPR every Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back. It's time for today's round of Two What's and a Wow. Today's category is...
pigs! Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are about to present you with three scientific statements about pigs. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two? Just a couple of made-up whats?
All right, let's get started. Which of the following statements about pigs is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, there are twice as many pigs in Iceland as there are people?
Or is it B, pigs are physically unable to see the sky?
Or is it C, pigs can learn how to play video games?
One more time, is it A, there are twice as many pigs in Iceland as there are people?
Or is it B, pigs are physically unable to see the sky?
Or is it C, pigs can learn how to play video games?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and text it to a grandpa.
And be sure to check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Side-Eye.
Although pigs have an excellent sense of smell, they don't have an excellent sense of sight.
Today, we challenge you to test your peripheral vision. This is everything that you see outside of what you're directly looking at.
Stare at an object in your house. Then, ask one of your family members to move around you. You'll likely see your family member even though you're not looking at them.
But keep your eyes on the object no matter where your family member moves. And when you finally can't see them anymore, let them know.
And take a video of your experiment. Grown-ups, you can send those to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, and we'll also play another round of...
Two What's and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two What's and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.